Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, lots of sunshine. High temperatures reach up to 92. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 93. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's headlines from 12 News. The search for a missing Overland Park woman is over. Search teams in Cowley County discovered human remains in the search for Jerry McConnell. She's been missing since last month. The Kansas Board of Regents approved tuition and fee rate increases at five public universities. The approved increases include a 4% increase for Fort Hays, a 3.5% for Wichita State and K-State, a 3% increase for KU, and a 2.5% increase for Pitt State. If you're traveling in Wichita this weekend, listen up. KDOT will close I-135 in both directions Saturday morning in north of Wichita. It'll reopen by Monday morning. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Four people were arrested following a man's false report of his girlfriend being kidnapped in Hays. Hays Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood reported that officers responded to a reported kidnapping in progress at about 2:40 a.m. on June 5th in the parking lot of the Econo Lodge on Vine Street. 42-year-old Douglas Lee Carson told police his girlfriend was allegedly with another man, 39-year-old Ryan Douglas Hauser of Wichita, and was unable to leave. After the woman called Carson claiming she had been kidnapped, Carson, along with the 47-year-old Joseph O'Neill Torres and 32-year-old Cassandra Lee Kinnish of Manhattan, drove to Hays, and Carson confronted Hauser, allegedly pointing an AR-15 at him. Greenwood said officers arrived soon after and spotted a gold Chevy Trailblazer identifying the suspect, Hauser, who allegedly fled on foot toward the O'Connor Lodge. Greenwood said Hauser ran into the hotel to evade officers and tried to escape down a laundry chute before being arrested. As officers pursued Hauser, they spoke with Carson and uncovered multiple alleged crimes, leading to further arrests. Carson was arrested on requested charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Torres was arrested on requested charges of possession of opiates, drug paraphernalia, and criminal use of weapons. Kinnish was arrested on requested charges of possession of opiates and drug paraphernalia. And Hauser was arrested on requested charges of felony interference and was found to have an active felony warrant elsewhere. All of these people were booked into the Ellis County Jail. Greenwood said all parties are innocent until proven guilty. The state of Kansas has ended May 2025 with total tax collections at $657.7 million, which is $158.3 million above the estimate, and the total tax collections were down 0.2% from May 2024. Governor Kelly said surpassing estimates last month was a positive indicator. However, they remain diligent and focused on maintaining long-term financial health. Individual income tax collections were $314.7 million, $144.7 million above the estimate and up 3.1% from May 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $29.2 million, $840,880 below the estimate and down 26.8% from May 2024. And combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $282.1 million, which is $11.1 million above the estimate with no change from May of last year. Congressman Derek Schmidt of Kansas joined a bipartisan group of colleagues in urging United States Trade Ambassador Jameson Greer to prioritize improved market access for American agricultural exports in India. The focus of the efforts included U.S. ethanol, distillers, dried grains with solubles, or DDGS, and soybean meal, or SBM. This initiative follows a similar push last month by Congressman Schmidt, along with Kansas Representative Tracy Mann and other colleagues, to boost Kansas sorghum producers' access to the Indian market, and with India now surpassing China as the world's most populous nation, expanding trade with India could offer a significant counterweight to ongoing trade tensions with China. Kansas plays a substantial role in U.S. exports, with over $14 billion in goods across various industries exported in 2024. And as of 2022, Kansas exports were estimated to support 66,000 jobs within the state. Included in their letter to Ambassador Greer, the lawmakers highlighted India's expressed willingness to engage in high-volume agricultural trade negotiations with the United States, and they noted that increased demand for American farmers is a key opportunity. The letter also underscored the broader context of increasing U.S. agricultural exports to reduce the trade deficit, aligning with President Trump's America First agenda. Despite American farmers continually increasing yield per acre with fewer inputs, corn and soybean production has risen by 20% and 31% respectively since 2010. Commodity prices have dropped by over 30% in the past 3 years, and this trend intensifies the need to expand export markets to manage increasing supplies. This effort has garnered support from prominent agricultural organizations, including the National Corn Growers Association and the American Soybean Association. Joining Representative Schmidt in this initiative are 16 representatives, that includes Tracy Mann and Ron Estes, both of Kansas. In Nebraska news, following an investigation, the Lincoln Police Department determined that 33-year-old Tariq Jackson was inside a home near 26 and Potter Streets when he shot a man and a woman on Saturday, and the victims remain hospitalized due to their injuries. After the shooting, Jackson got into a vehicle of 55-year-old Donald Handy along with another man, and Jackson lay down on the back floorboard and changed clothes while Handy drove him around for several hours. Handy eventually stopped at Bowling Lake, where Jackson burned several pieces of clothing. Officers took Jackson into custody on Saturday for having active warrants, and on Wednesday, Jackson was arrested on additional charges, including 2 counts of first-degree assault and 2 counts of using a firearm to commit a felony. Handy was lodged in the Lancaster County Jail on Saturday on suspicion of 2 counts of accessory to a Class 2 or 2A felony. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that at around midnight on Thursday, troopers were called to the scene of a broken-down semi-trailer blocking a lane on I-80 between Roscoe and Ogalla. That area is currently under construction with only one lane open in each direction. As the troopers were directing vehicles to keep traffic flowing, a westbound semi failed to slow down and hit a trooper's parked cruiser. And according to the State Patrol, the semi then hit the trailer of an eastbound semi. The trooper was not in his car at the time and was able to run away to avoid the semi. The Nebraska State Patrol has asked the Keith County Sheriff's Office to conduct a crash investigation, and the driver of the semi was ticketed for reckless driving. I-80 was closed for over an hour after the crash. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In its first year, partnering with Fort Hays State University Science and Math Education Institute, or SMEI, Raise Kansas is making big strides in connecting rural students with career-ready opportunities. Raise Kansas, formerly known as STEMfire, is a rural education initiative powered by a Patterson Family Foundation grant and generous donors, and its mission is to expand opportunities for young people in rural Kansas by providing hands-on experiences, mentorship, and exposure to high-demand careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and medicine, or STEM. Formed in 2019, STEMfire was built around a simple but powerful concept: bring STEM professionals directly into rural classrooms, providing students exposure to regional and local STEM careers they may have never seen. And in just a few short years, this program has reached nearly 9,000 students statewide. In total, nearly 100 volunteers, including professionals from Textron Aviation, Kansas State University, Washburn University, Emporia State, and Fort Hays State, help bring career exploration directly into rural classrooms this year. Schmidt also welcomed two new assistant directors, Earl Liedleiter and Sailor Ann Seeler, who helped deliver programs to Kansas students. The program's reach continues to grow thanks to a new initiative like the EduConomy Pilot Program, an initiative effort modeled after Colorado's Homegrown Talent Initiative. EduConomy brings educators, business leaders, and students in each community together to discuss local workforce needs and design homegrown solutions to enhance the rural workforce. The pilot is currently underway in 5 Western Kansas school districts: Lincoln, Dighton, Stafford, Hodgman, and Norton County. And now, 6 to 9 months into a 3-year timeline, participating communities are already seeing early momentum. And with strong community support and a growing network of partners, Schmidt says Raise Kansas is only getting started. For more news and information about Raise Kansas, you can visit raiseks.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation began a resurfacing project on a portion of K-383 in Norton County this week. The project work includes a mill and overlay on approximately 14 miles of K-383, starting at the Decatur County line and ending at the West U.S. 36 junction. The traffic will be reduced to one lane through the areas where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The project work is expected to be completed in mid-July, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6205. The Kansas Water Authority will meet this Monday, June 16th, and Tuesday, June 17th, at the Hutchinson Community College Fire Science Center in Hutchinson, Kansas, in the multipurpose room. And the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. on June 16th and 9 a.m. on June 17th. The Kansas Water Office is responsible for advising the governor, legislature, director of the Kansas Water Office on water policy issues, and they also ensure that water policies and programs address the needs of all Kansans, as well as serve as advisors of the Kansas Water Plan. The Kansas Water Authority was established in 1981 and consists of 13 voting members who are appointed by the governor or legislative leadership, with state agency directors serving as ex officio members. For more meeting information and the online meeting link, you can call the Kansas Water Office at 785-296-3185. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 92 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms and increasing clouds with a low around 65. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 93 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 64. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 93 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 62. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 97. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 95. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 86. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 95. Currently, with fair skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89, and the dew point is 66 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Missouri lawmakers have fully approved the stadium incentive designed to keep the Chiefs and the Royals in the Show Me State. During their special session, the Missouri House of Representatives approved a bill Wednesday that would incentivize the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals to stay put and not move across state lines into Kansas. This plan only benefits NFL and MLB teams, allowing them to make upgrades to existing stadiums or construct new stadiums. The plan allows teams to get a bond up to their current state tax revenue that comes out to nearly $29 million for the Chiefs and $26 million for the Royals. It allows a 10% tax credit up to $50 million and only up to half of the project. This is a clawback trigger put in to protect Missouri. If the team relocates its headquarters or training facility to another state, the money will have to be returned. The Chiefs and Royals have until June 30th to respond to Kansas's Star Bonds offer, which includes funding up to 70% of the cost for both teams to relocate across the state line. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupe.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head-on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.